The holidays are already in full swing. The lights are up, you got good people, good food, and good vibes. And there to help keep that energy going is Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. With that crisp cranberry flavor with a smooth winter spice twist. It's the drink that livens up game nights, gift exchanges, or just catching up in the kitchen with a burst of holiday flavor. It's a seasonal favorite, but it's only here for a limited time. So grab it while you can. Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. Sprite. Obey your thirst.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
That it is, and we are on day number 15 of courtroom testimony in the trial of Alex Murdaugh here on the 14th of February, 2023. Let's go to the courtroom for our continued coverage.
The witness can testify as to her concern as to what occurred on September 7th that changed her concern about Alex living in fear. She cannot testify as to on the fidelity issue because that's too remote in time and would tend to confuse the jury. She can testify that she discovered that he'd been fired and that and that he had a drug problem.
Your Honor, depending on how the testimony goes, we would have hearsay objections if she's testifying as to what someone told her.
She's not testifying as to the truth of it. She's responding to why her concerns were changed based on, in part, of her conversations with you.
No, I understand that.
Agent for Mr. Murdaugh.
Well, I understand that. My point I just stood to address is the family wrestling with opioid and pill use by the defendant. That is hearsay. If that's how she knows,
you already have a drug problem. I mean, if you want to talk about specifically, I don't know to what degree she discovered his drug problem, opioid addiction, or whatever it is, but it's already in evidence anyway.
No, I understand. I'm just advising the court that I will be making hearsay objections if that's justified by hearsay.
Anything else before the jury comes?
Nothing from the state this time, Your
Honor. All right, bring the jury. All these issues.
Yes, sir.
The objection is overruled. You may continue.
May I please court, Your Honor?
Yes.
Ms. Proctor, when we left on the break, I was asking you what happened in September that caused you to change your assessment. Can you describe that to the jury, please?
On September 4th, we were headed to a football game, and my husband, Bart, received a phone call from a friend saying he was so sorry to hear about what had happened to my brother-in-law. And we had no idea what he was talking about. And he said, well, we've heard, you know, he told us he had been shot. So we pulled over on the side of the road. We were all in hysterics. We called Buster, and Buster said yes, that his dad had been shot, that he was being airlifted to the hospital, that they thought he was, hoped he was going to be okay. So we wanted more information, so we called Jim Griffin, and he told us that Alec had been shot in the head and that he had been fired from his law firm for stealing.
What was your concern when you heard that he had been shot?
Initially, I thought he might be dead. I had just lost two of the family members, and I felt like they were being targeted at that point. I felt like the family was being targeted.
Subsequent to that, did your concern that the family was being targeted, did that change as well?
Over the course of a few weeks, we were still on high alert, worried for Buster. But at that point, information started coming out about some things that Alec had done financially that we had no idea about.
And that changed your assessment about what you heard about him being shot as well, is that correct? Answer out loud.
The shooting, that was an event in itself. The roadside shooting.
You just stated that the shooting itself, the roadside shooting, was an event in itself. Did other information come to your attention that changed your assessment about the roadside shooting at a later time?
Yes.
And change that initial concern that Alec was somehow being targeted?
Yes.
Did Maggie have a nickname for Paul?
as little, what is detective?
Little detective?
Mm-hmm.
And what did that mean?
She felt like that he was always looking to make sure his dad was behaving.
And what specifically was the concern?
Pills. Prescription pain pills.
And had Maggie expressed to you concern over time about the defendant's pill usage?
Yes.
How long had that been going on?
I am not sure, but I think it had been going on for some time.
And did that concern continue up until recent times as we moved to their Maggie and Paul's murder?
Yes.
And what did specifically Little Detective mean as it related to the pills?
If there were pills in the house that his dad was taking that he wasn't supposed to, Paul was determined that he would find them.
And did that happen on occasions?
I think so, yes.
Hold on for me one second. What specifically changed your perception of the roadside shooting after your initial concern?
The story that was initially told about what happened came to not be true.
The story told by who?
Alec.
By Alec? Yes?
Yes.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Anything further? Thank you. You may step down. We'll call your next witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. The state calls Bart Proctor.
Raise your hand. Put down the Bible, please. Do you swear or affirm that any testimony you give David the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you, God?
Thank you.
All right, if you would, please, sir, sit in that chair over there.
My name is Barton Proctor, P-R-O-C-T-O-R.
Mr. Proctor, good afternoon. Very quickly, tell the jury, are you Marion Proctor's husband?
For 37 years.
37 years. Obviously, over the years, as being part of this family, had you gotten to know Maggie and gotten to know Paul and gotten to know the defendant, Alec Murdaugh?
I have.
I don't want to belabor the points, but in the aftermath of Maggie and Paul's murder, were you also privy to some of the conversations that Alec had that your wife related to this jury today?
Yes.
And ultimately heard the same thing in those conversations that she related here today?
Yes.
Have you had an opportunity to review what's been entered into evidence as States 297, the kennel video?
I have heard it.
May I have the computer input, please?
I
was on there. Wait a minute.
For the record, I'm going to play States 297. Recognize any voices on that video?
I recognize three.
Can you tell the jury what voices you recognize?
I recognize Paul Murdoch. I recognize Maggie Murdoch. And I recognize Alec Murdoch.
And when you say Alec Murdoch, do you see him in the courtroom here today?
I do.
Can you point him out for the jury, please?
Yes, sir.
Describe him.
He's wearing a blue blazer and has his glasses on his head.
And how sure are you?
100%.
Thank you. Please answer any questions the defense may have. Mr. Proctor. Were you ever shown a blue raincoat by any SLED agents?
Yes, sir.
And was that blue raincoat shown to you and your wife Marion, who just was here in the courtroom?
Yes, sir. It was a picture.
A picture of the blue raincoat. And did you recognize the blue raincoat?
No, sir.
Had you ever seen it before?
No, sir.
Did you ever see Paul wear it, the blue raincoat?
I had never recognized it before.
Okay, all right. That's all the questions I have, Your Honor.
Anything further?
No, say, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir. You have another witness today?
Your Honors, as you're aware, there was a circumstance beyond any of the party's control. No, because of a circumstance beyond the party's control.
Very good. And ladies and gentlemen, there are no more witnesses available today. And this is Valentine's Day. So we will recess at this time and resume at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Have a good evening. Mr. Waters, the jury is gone. You can further explain if you'd like. You can further explain.
The issue with the scheduling?
Yes.
Yes, sir. There's witnesses that are coming forward. There's a unavoidable, unfortunate personal event that has arisen that unfortunately has affected that witness's availability, Your Honor. And so that's why we had requested, we are late in the day, but had requested a recess for the day. Your Honor, I will say that with the, you know, the side of the road issue has always been out there. At this point, we believe there is some admissibility as to that, particularly a statement of the defendant related to that, in which there's actually a few statements, but there's one statement in particular. I don't know if Your Honor wants to proffer that at this particular time, since we have a little time available outside the jury's presence. But I do think that at some point that's a bridge, given developments, that needs to be crossed.
Yes, sir.
We've prepared a memo. We would be prepared to argue that motion, but we're not today. So we expected this to go through. No motion to be argued today. I apologize to the court, but we would prefer not to go forward with it today.
You said you're preparing or have prepared a memo?
Person preparing.
Stop the jury and have them come at another time, if need be, 10 o'clock, 10:30, whatever.
Your Honor, we're not done with that. We're not anticipating it coming up at all.
Can you all don't leave with the jury yet, if you can find out, are they gone or still here? You have them hold for a moment.
We actually have completed the memo, filed it. Your Honor has it on the 404B issue. There's a section on the roadside.
Has it been sent to me or is it being sent to me?
Your Honor, it was filed well before trial. And it's a consolidated memo. It addresses all the 404B stuff, the financial evidence that you've ruled in. And in the section of the memo, we do address the roadside shooting. We point out that it's after June 7th. We point out that he's been indicted for insurance fraud. As a result of that, attempted insurance fraud, their theory of motive is it is just another way for him to gain sympathy when financial situations turn bad, leave for him. But we point out that he has been indicted by Hampton County grand jury for insurance fraud, for attempted suicide to obtain $12 million of insurance for his son Buster. And so we argue that it's not motive, and it's not, and it should not be admissible under 403 as well.
All right, and I'm happy to talk about all of that and review what's been submitted overnight, and review whatever the state may have for me to consider, and to hear any more argument about it in the morning prior to ruling. I've had them to stop the jury from leaving to find out how much time you all might need tomorrow morning, because otherwise I've told them to be here at 9:30, if they need to come at 10 o'clock, 10:30, start putting.
Your Honor, I don't think this will take 30 minutes to argue that. We prefer to argue it in the morning, simply because we haven't looked at it. And while Mr. Griffin is an extraordinary advocate, I'd like an opportunity to
want the jury to come in at 10?
10 would be great.
I would say 10:30 to be 10:30. Safe, Your Honor.
Why I'd argue against that. I'm trying to think of a reason, but I really can't.
So we're going to have the jury come in at 10:30 tomorrow morning instead of 9:30. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. In the interim, however, if you all have something you want me to read overnight, early in the morning, happy to receive it.
Yes, sir.
I have what was previously filed. Now, defendant's memorandum in opposition to motion in limine re-evidence of other crimes and bad acts. And I've ruled on a majority of this already.
We may polish that up a little bit tonight. And if so, we'll email it to your law clerk, and she, I'm sure, will get it to you.
Page 9 starts the roadside shooting discussion.
Our initial motion, Your Honor, in the reply also touched this ground as well, but we can do the same thing.
Middle of page 9 through the top of page 12, so you have about 2.5 pages that you might want to, if you want to supplement it, it'd be fine.
Thank
you. If you want to. And how about from the state's perspective?
Yes, sir, Your Honor, and I think I just lost my glasses. Put them up. Your Honor, if you look at our response in opposition that was filed on December 8th, on page 19 in the factual recitation, we talk about specifically the shooting on the side of the road in response to the confrontation with Chris Wilson. And then, of course, from that point on, and prior to that, there is analysis, general analysis on 404 and 403. I believe our reply, which I'm trying to put my hands on, also addresses those issues. But we can also polish up some things as well for Your Honor. There is, thank you, Mr. James. There is, starting at page 15 in the reply, it is addressed as well, the reply to their response or in that particular series of filings. It's in there, and again, we can polish that up. There is, again, there's a recorded interview and a recorded statement that we certainly can provide to Your Honor for review, that ultimately we believe there's statements of the defendant, of course, that we believe would be admissible under the theories as argued there.
And what is the state's theory of admissibility of the roadside shooting?
Yes, sir, Your Honor. As we argued back in December, and as argued in those particular briefs, what we see is a chain of circumstances that are connected for an extended period of time that particularly highlight and start in June 7th. We've gone into, obviously, Your Honor, moving into the financial situation as it went into July, and the efforts to shore up that particular money, the loans. Mr. Burney testified to that today. But of course, Mr. Murdoch, there's already been evidence admitted that he was $192,000 short, and that Chris Wilson covered that. The evidence goes on that in that particular interim of time, and again with the state's theory, that he's able to do his best to try to cover things up in that interim period. But then everything comes to a head, as already has been testified to, in September 4th. Chris Wilson, of course, has also already testified that particular day on September 4th, that he had, he finally got the defendant to agree to meet with him and confronted him about that 192, which again is right at the heart of the Ferris feeds, which are right at the heart of June 7th, 2021. And had that confrontation with him. The admissions that were made have already been testified to. And then with a short period of time in response to that, that the side of the road shooting happened. You've already heard testimony here from Ms. Proctor that, of course, the initial reaction of everyone is, oh my gosh, the real killers are back. And that's precisely, under the state's theory, the effect that the defendant intended. And there will be, from these recorded statements, ultimately evidence offered that was not true, and he had told lies, Your Honor, about that particular. And that would be the recorded statement that we would offer about when he admitted that he had been untruthful to law enforcement about the circumstances of that shooting. I don't intend to go into great detail about that. I'm just trying to get from point A to point B and then get out. I'm not trying to use the term that I've used before, gild the lily.
The statement that you referenced, that you say you want to put in, you want to put in a recorded statement?
That's correct, Your Honor. Yes,
What's
sir.
What's the length of that recorded statement?
I don't know off the top of my head. I think it's less than 15 minutes, Your Honor.
No, it's longer than that. No more than 30. Mr. Griffin and I were there when he gave the recorded statement. We called them to give the recorded statement.
And the gist of the recorded statement is what,
Mr. Harper? Your Honor, so Mr. Murdaugh had somebody shoot him in the head on the roadside to have a $10 or $12 million insurance policy paid to his son, Buster. Now, he believed it was suicide contestability cause, so he had somebody shoot him in the head. No question they shot him in the head. No question the intent was to kill him. He fractured his skull, had a brain bleed, was airlifted to Savannah Hospital. It didn't kill him. He intended to die. And the recorded statement, he immediately went to detox because he was planning to go to detox anyway. Mr. Griffin and I went down to Atlanta. We met with him in detox. He'd been through a horrible experience, shot in the head, and then detox. And we informed him the police were looking for whoever shot him. And he, at that point, said, look, this is what happened. And I don't want them wasting, and literally he said, I don't want them wasting resources trying to solve this shooting when those resources could be used to find who killed Maggie and Paul. We picked up the phone. We called Sled. We put him on the phone with Sled to have him explain exactly what happened. This wasn't a result of a Sled interrogation. This was a voluntary statement. So they quit wasting resources looking for, and he told him who shot him in the head. And a guy named Eddie Smith, who was his drug dealer. So that's...
And you all have brought his name up a couple of times through cross-examination.
Yes.
Is he on the state's witness list?
Yes, Your Honor. But, Your Honor, one aspect of that, and I think this is what highlights the relevance and the connection with this particular case, is that in the wake of the side-of-the-road shooting, Mr. Murdaugh's initial claim was that some unknown individual had a flat tire, and some unknown individual, supposedly under the guise of stopping for help, then suddenly shot him in the head. He went so far as to draw a composite photograph. Again, I'm not trying to get into too much with the detail, but that, of course, the immediate effect of that is that he's been targeted by some unknown individual. That was a complete lie, and that's the point of that statement.
If the issue here is that Mr. Murdaugh lies, I mean, really, are we at that? I mean, we've come $10 million through lies, and now this piece of evidence becomes relevant because it proves he lied again months after the murder. There's no... You know, he didn't do it, and I think they will concede he didn't do it to get some sort of sympathy. He did it to be dead. That's why he did it. And unfortunately, Eddie Smith, at 4 feet, couldn't shoot somebody in the head and kill him. He meant to.
And that's what Mr. Smith would say?
Mr. Smith has given no less, I'm set up to cross-examine him, I know this, 6 different explanations for that and any other event you ask him about, from wasn't there to I was there and I saw Alec, he'd been shot, to I was there and I tried to stop Alec, to yes, I shot him in the head. But the fact of the matter is, the cross-examination of Mr. Smith is something I'm looking forward to now. But this particular event had nothing to do with what happened on June 7, other than he lied about something else. And 404, unless there's a specific, it's not motive. I mean, I don't understand what the 404-403 analysis would be on this. I know what the 403 analysis is. The prejudice outweighs the probative. The 404 is, what of the 4 things that 404 is admitted for, which one is this?
Your Honor.
I know y'all want to argue it in the morning, so I'm just This is just a prelude to tomorrow morning.
Two things. If Mr. Harpootlian wishes to stipulate in front of the jury that his client is a liar, the state's willing to accept that stipulation.
And not go forward with it?
The second thing is, Your Honor, is that what actually happened on the side of the road is not what's important to this particular case. What is important, Your Honor, is that it's in reaction to the confrontation with Chris Wilson about the Ferris fees that came to the head on June 7th, 2021, and it's about what the defendant said, that he was attacked by an unknown assailant as he was trying to change a tire and went so far as to do a composite drawing, and it created the effect, as this investigation had gone on, that, oh my gosh, the real killers are back to finish the job. And that's precisely what he intended, and he ultimately admitted that was a lie. So the circumstances of what happened on the side of the road are not what the state is focused on. What is important is what the defendant said, how he attempted to use that, and that it was actually a falsehood. And you heard Ms. Proctor testify, it had that exact effect, that, oh my gosh, the real killers are back.
But I think the state will concede his object on the side of the road was to be dead. That's what the act was, to kill himself. Now, what happened after that, after he was taken to Savannah and had a brain bleed and a fractured skull, and when he came out of all that and realized, I'm not dead, how is that relevant to June 7? Your Honor, we can beat this dead horse a little bit more in the morning, but allow us to give you, I don't know, this crazy idea of giving maybe some more law to look at.
All right. Is this the sole purpose of Mr. Smith's testimony, or you have other things to talk with him about?
Well, he's on the witness list. I didn't say necessarily that we're calling him. What I'm trying to do, again, is to limit the presentation to just what's relevant to this particular trial that we have here today. And so I would
We're talking, discussing now this motion excluding testimony, but who's your witness to talk about what you're arguing?
We would have a law enforcement witness come in and testify as to the circumstances of that statement. And again, I'm trying to limit it to what's very focused to what's relevant to this trial, and that is the intended effect that he had and its reaction to the confrontation and the symmetry between June 7th and September 4th.
And do you have anything in addition to what you all provided a couple of months ago, seemingly?
We have those two documents. We don't have a written document prepared at this time, but we can certainly work on some additional discussion this evening, Your Honor.
All right. Okay, well, we'll reconvene at 9:30.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
All right, very good.
That wraps up segment number 5 of continued coverage in the trial of Alec Murdaugh, day number 15 of courtroom coverage here on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day of 2023. My name is Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage. Thanks for listening.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.